Now, we associate many things with Christmas. The tree, cards, parties for boys and girls, Christmas carols that we've been singing this evening, services will be held in all sorts of places and all kinds of churches throughout the province and abroad tonight. We look forward to the Christmas lunch next week. Crackers, shopping, you name it, and there's many things associated with Christmas. But there's one thing we must not forget when we come to this time of the year, and that's the Christmas message. The Christmas message. You know, next week, God willing, on Christmas Day, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, many of us will put aside what we're doing. We'll set aside the food. We'll set aside the presents and the whatever we're doing, and we'll gather around our television sets to watch Her Majesty the Queen bringing her Christmas message. Every year, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II brings to the nation her Christmas message, and we all want to hear what the Queen has to say. Many miles from that, in Rome at the Basilica, the Pope will come and he will give his Christmas message. And in places and countries throughout the world, which is Christianity is the religion, there will be many different messages brought from many different leaders of the people. But I want to think tonight about God's message. We have the message from Her Majesty the Queen, the message from other people, but here in the scriptures that we have had read tonight, we have God's message. And the message is this: God sent an angel from heaven to a group of shepherds in a field looking after their flock, and the message he sent through the angel was this: "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And it's God's message that we're interested in tonight. You know, God's message, the Christmas message, is a message of good news. Most of the news we hear today is bad news. It's negative. My, we live in a world that's dominated by bad news. My, the Christmas message is a message of good news. And it's a message of good news for all people. That's what we read here in verse 10 of Luke 2, "which shall be to all people. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." It's a message of good news. It's a message for all people. And my, the Christmas message is a message for all people about a Savior. That's what it is. It's good news that a Savior has come. "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That's the message of Christmas. And it's God's message. And it's for you. And it's for me. That's the message. Let's look at the message a little bit closer. You see, the message, it underlines the necessity of a Savior. When the Lord Jesus came, he came to be the Savior. That's what he came for. The world needed a Savior. The world needed a Savior because when sin entered, it entered into the world. It just didn't enter into the Garden of Eden. It entered into the world. My, in Romans we read that by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, because all have sinned. And you see, friends, because of Adam's sin in the garden, you and I were born in sin. We were born with a sinful nature. There's not one of us here tonight who can stand up and say that we have never sinned, We have never thought anything wrong or done anything wrong or said anything wrong. My, there's not one of us here tonight can say that, because all have sinned. Sin passed upon all men and death passed upon all men. So we see here that the message underlines for us the necessity of a Savior. Man and woman needed a Savior to save us from our sins, to save us from the penalty of sin. The message that God sent not only underlines the necessity of a Savior, but it underlined the identity of the Savior. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The one who came to be the Savior was Christ, the Anointed One, the Lord. The Lord of glory, the one who was the Son of God. My, we were singing this morning, who is he in yonder stall, at whose feet the shepherds fall? 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. My dear friends, the Lord of glory came. The Christ, the Lord, the eternal Son of God. The hymn writer said this: there was none other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. So we see here his identity underlines his deity, and my, it underlines his humanity, and it underlines his purity, because no one else could come to do what he came to do. No one else could come to do what he came to do. So the message, the Christmas message, it underlines the necessity of a Savior. The world needed a Savior. Men and women need a Savior. It underlines the identity of that Savior, Christ the Lord, the eternal Son of God, the Lord of glory. My, that's what it underlines. And then the message underlines the ability of the Savior. You see, a Savior needs to have the ability and the power and the wherewithal to save. You know, if a football club gets into debt to the extent that they cannot pay the players' wages, they cannot pay the staff their wages, they cannot spend enough money to look after the keeping of the ground, and my, they're going to have to close and put the shutters up. And then suppose a number of businessmen gets together, three or four businessmen, and they provide the financial means for that football club to continue. They provide the financial means to pay the players and the staff and to look after the ground and all the rest of it, so that the club is able to keep afloat. Those businessmen have become the savior of that football club, and they're the savior because they have the ability and the wherewithal to do that. And you see, friends, for men and women to be saved from the penalty of sin, the price of sin had to be paid. And I could not pay the price of sin for my sins. I could not do that. And my dear friends, the family could not pay the price for my sins. I know of a case where someone got into trouble, were found out, and in order to try to keep that person from prison, the family came and asked if they could try to pay the price, but the family cannot pay the price of sin. And the church cannot pay the price for sin. The only one who can pay the price of sin was the holy, spotless, and sinless Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son who came. And that's why Jesus came. That's why he was born. That's why he was the only one who could be the Savior. My dear friends, to be the Savior, he had to pay the price of sin with his own blood at Calvary. And he was born at Bethlehem and went to the cross, and there he died for my sins. He shed his blood. He gave his life to pay the price of sin. He rose again to be the Savior of men and women who would come and put their trust in him. And so the message tonight is this, that a Savior was born unto you, is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. He's the one who paid the price. He's the one who died for you. He's the one who gave himself so that you might live. And it all began back there at Bethlehem when he came from the ivory palaces above and came into the world to be our Savior. This message of Christmas, God's message of Christmas, it underlines the necessity of a Savior. It underlines the identity of a Savior, and it underlines the ability of the Savior. He came to save. And it underlines the sufficiency of the Savior. In Luke 2 and verse 10, we read, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." My friends, we're to preach and bring this message of good news, my, to all people, to every creature, north and south and east and west. The whole world stands guilty before God tonight, but my, the Savior stands, my, before the world and invites men and women to come to him. He invites them to come to him because he has the power and the ability to forgive them and to save them. Doesn't matter how many sins stand against you. Doesn't matter what your wrongs may be, what your past is. There's an all-sufficient Savior tonight who is able to forgive and to cleanse and to save your precious soul, not only for time, but for all eternity. The Christmas message, what a message. My, it underlines the necessity of a Savior and the identity of a Savior and the ability of the Savior and the sufficiency of the Savior. And the Christmas message underlines the availability of the Savior. You know, when the angel brought the message of good news to the shepherds, he then told them where they could find the Savior. Says, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David, in Bethlehem." Told them where they could find him. Yes, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And he went on and he says, "And this shall be a sign unto you, shall find the babe." Not only telling them where he was, but he was telling them that they needed to go to find him. "And ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." He invited them to come to the Savior. That's what he invited them to do, to these shepherds. He invited them to come to the Savior who was at Bethlehem. And I want to tell you as we close tonight, where you can find the Savior today. Where you can find the Savior today. Dear friends, you can find him today at this very moment standing at the door of your heart, seeking admission. That's where you can find the Savior today. These shepherds had to go to Bethlehem, to where he was. But the one who came and was born and lay in that cradle in Bethlehem, the one who lived a spotless life and died an atoning death and rose again with the power to save and to cleanse, he's at the door of your heart tonight, seeking admission, seeking admission. The Savior came to Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. But today he has come to the door of your life. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you. Because he wants to save you and forgive you. And because he wants to make you his for all eternity. The next step is with you. You need to receive him. You need to receive him. You need to come to him and receive him. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Dear friends, tonight here we are, 2016, the world's in such a mess. Praise God, there's a Savior. A Savior who's there at your door tonight, the door of your life. And he wants to bring joy and peace and forgiveness. And he wants to give you life eternal, life everlasting. We thank God tonight for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, this great fundamental of our faith. Because he was born out of his love for you, that he might die for you at Calvary. And praise God, he lives tonight. And he wants to come into your life. And I pray that as we bring this carol service to a conclusion, that you might open the door of your life and let him in. And ask him to forgive you for your sins and to cleanse you from them. And to save your precious soul for all eternity.